Welcome to Left Hand Back End Podcast, episode 56. Ooh. Welcome to the Himalayas.
Welcome to the Himalayas.
And welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
All you lefties out there.
Dude, we look so similar.
We got
the mustache.
We got an action-packed show, but before we get into anything, Jeff, we need an update. The people need to know.
Oh, it's been
How has life been with the mustache?
It's been not
what good. Has been your reactions? What's been Emily's reactions? Your coworkers? How do you feel? Because you've never looked better, let's be honest.
Oh, shut it. That is untrue. I honestly had more people say that it wasn't bad or they liked it than I thought I did, including you. I mean, my sister said it wasn't bad. My other sister said it looked like I was a retired firefighter.
You look like a cop.
Fired. Yeah, and then someone at work said I look like an Officer Spangler. Like, Officer Spangler? Like, hey, at ease.
Sierra says she likes it.
Yeah, well, obviously she has some taste because you have a mustache, so obviously she must like mustaches. However, Emily did not like it when I walked downstairs and could barely look at me, and it took her a little bit to get used to it. My two coworkers do not like it at all and couldn't look at me straight at all. They said I actually was less funny, the things I said with the mustache.
Less funny?
I was like, okay, I wasn't that funny.
Yo, that's mean.
Yeah, so I'm not loving it. And my face gets more dry with it. I have to moisturize more. And then soon I'm going to have the neck pricklies. We all know the neck pricklies, and they suck.
The prickly pines.
The prickly pear.
Yeah.
Neck stabbies. So the sooner that this grows back, the better.
Well, I think you look great. I think it's a good change of pace. You also know now that you could dress it up for a Halloween costume.
I'm going to really shave all of that just for a Halloween costume. No, thank you.
You could.
Thank you, no. No, thank you.
Thank you, next.
Oh, Ariana?
I'm so grateful for my ex.
Are you?
Wait, is that the word?
Are you? Yes, it is.
Yeah, I got my two babies from her. That's all I needed.
Yep.
Harsh.
Wow.
Harsh but true.
Harsh but true. Can't be upset. Not like she'll ever hear this, so.
Nope.
She can barely listen to you sitting in church, so, I mean, well, it's not like it matters.
Woo!
Sorry to get personal there. Podcast.
Tis a comedy podcast, is it not?
It is. And the little raccoon hat you got going today?
A little trash pandy.
Very nice.
Mandy pandy. All right. Well, Jeff, my Q-tip for you today. I don't have an answer to this, and that's why I'm curious to know your answer to this question. It's, if you could go back in history and fight in any war, what war would you want to have fought in?
That's a crazy statement question.
That is a crazy question.
To say, hey, which war would you have fought in? Do I go the route of the least deadly?
Here's the hypothetical scenario. Here's the hypothetical scenario.
Okay.
A genie comes up to you today, says, I'm going to kill your family if you don't go fight in a historic war. I'll teleport you to that time, and if you do, you get three wishes.
That's really
so you get three wishes if you make it through the war. So what war are you fighting in?
Oh, well, survivability. I'm going to go with the
War of 1812?
No, that was not survival. I mean, if I'm going wars, most of them are going to be modern wars because the survivability rate was a lot higher. Like Afghanistan, that's a war that's going to be higher.
You get gangrene from that?
Okay, well, still, I'm surviving and I get my three wishes and I can get rid of the gangrene. As long as I survive, I can wish my way out of whatever ailment I have.
I guess that's true, yeah.
So that could be one of my wishes. But there's also some really cool wars that would have been sick. Like the war in Vietnam, Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan.
I wanted to fight with Forrest Gump. That would have been sick.
Dude, Forrest was a G, and but he was a good kick returner.
If I'm being real honest, sickest war that I could have been in would have been the Battle of Troy. You know how sick that would have been?
Oh!
You know how sick that would have been?
It was just a battle, though. Was it a war?
Yeah. It's, I mean, the war was the... Was, there was the... The... Who was it that was fighting? It wasn't the Greeks. It was the Phoenicians? No. It starts with a P.
Yeah, we're really showing our history this buffness.
This is obviously not something I'm researching in my daily life.
We have the Napoleonic Wars, the American Civil War, World War One and Two. Yeah, I don't know.
The French-American and French-Indian War, maybe that one.
The French Revolution.
Yeah.
You have Chinese Civil War, which is four to nine million deaths.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna do that. No, I'm probably sticking with that the war in Afghanistan because that's just survivability is much higher and not very many people had to.
What about for honor? Let's say that you survived the war regardless. What's your answer if it's just for honor?
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm going with Civil War. For honor, dude. Battle of the North?
Civil.
Are you fighting my brother? Let's go. I want to fight brother against brother.
Are you a Confederate?
Give me
a...
Dude, you know Robert? You Robert E. Lee is my hero. Don't you know that?
Robert E. Lee!
I just really like what he stood for. He was really...
Shout out to Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee Jones over here. Don't tell me apparently, just tell me what it tastes like.
apparently.
Alright, well, I have...
What about the 30 Years War?
No, it would have taken too long.
What about the Nigerian Civil War? What about that one?
No.
3 to 4 million people from 1967 to 1970. Wow.
That's...
Who would have known? Not me. I'm not from there. Not from Niger.
Not from Niger. I mean, just be careful.
The Hundred Years' War, which actually lasted
much worse than
100 years.
War. Yeah.
Yeah. The Soviet-Afghan War.
A lot of wars. War of the Afghanis.
What about Bangladesh Liberation War?
Dude, where are these coming from? Pause.
Yeah, there's so many. The 7 Years' War. Great Britain, Hanover, Prussia. Can't forget about Prussia.
Can't forget.
I think I'd go World War II, though, if I'm going to answer the question
really?
Myself.
That's scary,
just for
man.
The honor side of it.
I wish
I love
World
War
II.
I'm like so fascinated by it.
Marching into Berlin to liberate the Holocaust survivors.
Yeah, but here's what I would do.
Oh, that would have been.
I would marry a German woman. And learn German, secret agent, double agent.
Triple agent.
Go undercover, become best friends with Hitler, do a bunch of meth with him so I earn his trust, and then assassinate him. Boom.
Wow, you think it's all it takes is to earn his trust is do meth with him? It was cocaine as well.
Oh, sorry.
But you think that's all it takes?
No. Morphine and cocaine.
He was going to make you do some crazy stuff to some animals.
Well, whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, like skin them?
No, there is skin involved, though. And I think there's there's four of them.
How many skins?
Four skins, I think.
Oh, shirts and skins.
Yes. Well, chutes and ladders.
Nice. Well, he shoots and scores.
Ooh, well. I don't really have anything for that.
That's okay. There wasn't much to go from there.
Well, speaking of animals.
Anyway, yeah.
Speaking of animals, my fact of the day, which is crazy. I was thinking about Super Bowl because I saw Patrick Mahomes' new updated face photo. Man, he looks so different.
And haircut.
Nice and clean. I was thinking about the Super Bowl and all the crazy Super Bowls, and I was like, you know what? Let's look up a cool Super Bowl fact, just to bring us back. I just love some Super Bowl facts. There was a couple to choose from, but this one was insane. This is the fact that the number of chickens used to meet the nationwide demand for hot wings during the game.
No, I don't want to hear this.
Is roughly equivalent to the population of New York City. The New York City equivalent of chickens just for one day.
I hate that so
wings.
Much.
That's how many wings. Because it's two wings per chicken, right? Two wings. So that's what you got. Not including boneless, which is basically just a nugget.
Well, I prefer my bone in.
Yeah. Don't even pause that. Don't even pause. That's a full send. That was awful.
Well, I had to stop thinking about the amount of chickens that we
eat. Well, I stopped making you gag.
You did. More than once. Nice.
Don't say more than once. Well, that's my crazy fact.
The world will never know.
A one, a two, a three.
Ooh, that was a good roll. Never know. That was a really good roll.
Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Dude, that's a classic commercial, even though it's kind of a terrible commercial.
Yeah, it's quick and concise.
But how many times did you as a kid do that exact thing?
A bunch of times.
Yeah.
Bunch.
All right, Jeff. I pre-warned you about this because I gave you a list.
I did. I received a list of some random.
You received a list of 10 random animated characters. Now, what do all those animated characters have in common?
They're all animated?
They're all in TV shows and movies.
Okay.
Two sides of a coin.
Don't get all philosophical on me.
But this is, according to Ranker.com, the top 10 greatest animated characters in TV history.
Okay.
And you have to cross them off 10 to 1. So you want to read us your list?
Okay.
I gave them to you in alphabetical order, I believe.
You did.
I like doing that so you don't get a clue as to where they fall.
Okay. So I got Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Donald Duck, Homer Simpson. Oh, is that you? Donald? Donald Trump?
That's no, Penny farted.
Oh, that's the best duck impression I've ever seen. That's the best one I've ever seen. That's as great as I've ever heard. You're welcome.
Okay, you just slipped it in.
Jerry. Huh?
Just so casually, you slipped in your duck impersonation and your Trump impersonation.
Impersonation.
You slipped in your duck and your Trump.
All right. Jerry Mouse from Tom and Jerry. Mickey Mouse. Separate mouses. Separate mice. Scooby-Doo.
Of Mice and Men.
Snoopy, SpongeBob, and Tomcat.
And Tomcat.
So, I gotta eliminate
your objective is to cross them off.
Down to the
10 being the worst, 1 being the best, according to Ranker.com.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go.
And because this list is incredibly difficult, Jeff gets 3 lives. Let's do lives instead of 3 clues.
Okay. All right, let's start off with number one. Let's start with Scooby-Doo. He's popular, but there's no way he's the top.
He is in the 2.
I am insane.
Yep.
How is Scooby-Doo at the 2? I know he's been around for a while, but of all this list?
No, of this entire list, Scooby-Doo is my 1.
Wow. I mean, he's great. He's great for sure, but I didn't think Ranker.com would do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was really close. Now I'm nervous. I'm notoriously horrible at this game anyway.
You
and
are.
You know it. So.
Yep.
Okay, let's go with Jerry Mouse. No way Jerry's number 1, so.
Jerry is in the 4.
Still that high?
Yeah. Which Jerry is my number three, probably, of this list.
Well, okay, then we're Jerry's going straight dope. Over to Tom. Tom can't be number
Tom
one.
Tom is in the three.
Tom is still three safe. And Jerry's four, and Scooby is yep. two?
Also, I lied. We're not giving
a single person out of the top five.
We're not giving you three lives because that's not going to be fair. You get yeah. three hints when you need them.
Yeah. Okay. I do need a hint. Because I'm scared. I am picking all the wrong things.
This is an older character. Like, of the newer ones versus the older ones, this is much more on the older side.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to take SpongeBob because he's not top.
SpongeBob is in the five.
Still, I've taken 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay. All right, let's go. Oh, there's so many good ones. Homer Simpson, let's take him. There's no way he's number one.
Homer is in the nine.
Nine, okay. He's bottom of the barrel.
Yep.
Okay, so we have 2, 3, 4, 5, and 9 gone. So that leaves 1, 6, 7, 8, and 10.
Correct.
Halfway through the list. This always gets me nervous. All right. So we've got those gone. So we have Snoopy, Mickey, Donald, Daffy, and Bugs, who a few of those are from the same universe. So correct. I feel like one of those has to be near the top. Not one. Let's take out Donald. Donald's not one.
Donald is in the 10. Very good.
Okay. Donald's at the 10. And in the same thing, we're taking out Daffy as well.
Daffy's in the 7. So you have who left?
I have Bugs, Mickey, and Snoopy.
Okay.
We're all been around a while.
They all Snoopy's have. Snoopy's been around a long time. You are clear in that regard.
But the thing is, it's not like they're close. It's like it's either a 1, a 6?
6 or an 8.
An 8. So like there's a big gap between these, but I don't yeah. see the gap. I'm just going to go with
Wait,
Bugs.
Wait. Do you need a clue?
No,
do you need a
Bugs.
Clue? That's going to do it, folks.
You're telling me Bugs Bunny outranks Mickey Mouse?
Bugs Bunny is in the 1. What an upset.
Bugs Bunny outranks Mickey Mouse. This list
is
invalid.
It is. It's crazy, though,
this
right?
is an invalid list, and it should not be used anywhere. If someone pulled this list out and said, here's the list of the best ones, I would say, you are dumb. I'm never listening to a single one of your takes again.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse, in my opinion, based on the consensus of America, I feel like he should probably be in the 1.
He should be in the top 3.
But
what does Bugs Bunny have that's
yeah,
better
Bugs
than
is not
Mickey besides
that
a,
cool.
besides an accent that's a little
eh.
cool?
Yeah. What's up, Doc?
He's technically not as funny.
Yeah.
And also, Snoopy is just a more likable character.
Well, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, that hurts so bad, and my streak continues of never getting this right. Not a single time have I ever made it to the 1. And I've probably played this game 10 times.
You have, in fact, got down to the final 2.
Like three times. And I've 50-50 is what it should be. And I have got the wrong way 3 times.
That's right. Well, it's right here. But
this sucks. You keep doing this to me. It's like torture. Like torture.
Yeah, but one day when you get it, it's going to feel so
I don't think
good.
It will. It'll just be like a tiny one.
You're doing it. You're believing,
Nick. Wow. Thanks
All
for
right.
that. Thanks
well,
for
what
the
segment
reminder.
You got for us, Mr. Sir?
Mr. Sir. Well, I have a little game. We're not going to do the whole thing.
Okay.
But we're just going to do a section of it. And we're going to see how well you do. Okay.
I love
So there's obviously way more here than we're going to do. But we're going to do 15 of
Ooh.
These. Okay? We're going to do 15. And I'm going to let you have 3 fails. Your third fail, you're done. And then we'll see. And then we'll see if you get any others right. But
for those of you, so you need purely to get listening to the podcast, Jeff has a hairline. And these are hairlines of
NBA
celebrities?
NBA player. No, NBA player hairlines. They're pretty popular players, so there shouldn't be like too many that are like way obscure.
Well,
okay, so we're gonna start hair, with
like
number one.
My first reaction was Chef Curry, but looking at the hairline, I'm not sure. But I'm gonna stick to my instinct, and I'm gonna say Chef Curry is number one.
Okay, you think it's Chef Curry's number one? All right, let's
yeah, how do we figure out if I'm right?
Let's go Steph Curry. All right. Maybe we'll just do it this way. Okay, number one. No, oh, why is it? Okay, this is not very well formed. And also, it's lagging a little bit. I apologize for the technical difficulty. It is deciding to be stubborn. Stephen Curry, you were correct on that. You were correct. Well, let's go back to... We'll skip the second one since we already saw that answer. We'll go to number three. All right, who we got here?
All right, can you hear me?
Yeah.
We had some technical difficulties there.
Yes, we did.
So
Steph Curry was correct. We skipped number two since we saw that score, but who is this character?
I did not see who it was, but that's okay.
Okay, we'll go back to it then.
Who has short dreads? I mean, it's kind of like Shaden's hair, except for shorter. It's kind of like Blake Lively. I mean, Derek Lively.
Blake Lively.
Is this only current players?
I think so. Yeah.
I don't know. Should I know? Do you know?
Let's check it out. It's D'Angelo Russell.
Yep, I see that now.
Yeah.
Frick.
D'Angelo Vickers.
Vickers.
All right, let's go. We'll start back at number two. So that's strike one. Number two. Man, it did not go this slow when I was trial running this.
Which is also causing your audio to be off.
Yeah. All right. Who is this player?
Oh. My gut reaction was Giannis, but it seems too tall for Giannis. Like, the hair is too tall. Do I know who it is?
Oh, yeah. Yes, you do.
It's not Wemby. I don't know. I'm just going to go with Giannis. I'm going to go with my gut reaction.
Giannis is correct. This is Giannis. This is just a little bit taller.
Doesn't that look kind of too tall there?
Yeah,
in the front?
This is when his hair was a little longer, this picture.
Yeah. All right.
A little longer hair Giannis. He's a little...
Two for three.
All right. Who do we got here?
Is that LeBron James? LeBron James?
Final answer?
Yeah.
LeBron is correct.
Let's go.
All right.
You know what's funny is I almost did a section like a segment like this, but with mustaches for you.
Oh, that's fun. Also tough. Okay, who's this?
My first reaction was Kyle Anderson, aka Slow-Mo. Oh, that's Slow-Mo. That's old James Harden.
Old James Harden?
No, it's
James
not.
Harden's correct.
Oh!
Good job. This is his little weird hair. His little tuft hair that he had when his beard was shorter.
When his beard wasn't absolutely filthy.
Yeah. All right, who we got here?
I'm getting like a mix of Embiid and Pat Beverly.
I see the Pat Beverly.
Let's go with Embiid, though.
Embiid is correct. Long hair.
All right.
A lot of these are like 3 years old.
Yeah, that's what I'm noticing.
Yeah. All right. Number 7.
Blake Griffin.
Oh, dude. He's just such a mixed race boy. He's just like, you just don't know what he is. Is he
black? He's like a black baby got dropped into a bag of Cheetos.
It's the Cheeto dust guy.
Yeah.
Blake Griffin is correct. Who we got here?
Paul George.
Man. That just feels so obvious. He's got such a deep hairline right here.
Ball game.
Paul George. Ball game. I mean, that's a bad shot. That's a bad shot.
I don't care who you are. That's a bad shot.
That's a bad shot. All right. Number 9.
That would be Anthony Davis.
This is old Anthony Davis?
Yep.
You can tell from this little bad boy here in the middle. That's correct.
Yep.
Anthony Davis.
Cuts off the brow.
Nice. He knows his stuff. Hey, number 10.
What, the CP3?
The fact that you knew that so fast. It's just such a basic hairline, and that's obviously CP3. You can't even see his eyes. Nothing. And it's just such a basic hair, and we all know it's CP3 by the shape.
Yeah.
That's so crazy as sports fans. You do this with anyone else, they'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
So, and also, now that I know that it's a little bit older,
you kind of have your mind.
Like, that's why I missed the D-Lo one. Yeah. Ooh, that's Kawhi.
That's Toronto Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
Very good. Look at that. Or Clippers. Could have been either one. Correct. So, all right, you got 11 down. You got 4 more. Oh, we already do this one?
No,
we didn't. It just looks similar.
It looks like CJ McCollum mixed with Slow-Mo, but I'm going to go with CJ.
You're going with CJ? CJ is correct.
Oh!
Nice job.
I say we go until I lose my 3 lives, see how many I can get.
Well, let's do it. I mean, dude, let's just hope we make it to the end. We'll just see if you make it to the end. It's a good time. All right.
We're on 13?
Number 13.
Kevin Durant.
Dude, it's just so easy for some of these guys. Like, it's so fast. Kevin Durant is correct.
Yep.
Nice 14. Job. Who we got here?
It's not Jimmy Butler.
Got a little bit bigger hair going on. Some weird tufts.
It's too small for Patrick Beverly. I'm going to go with Patrick Beverly, though.
No, it's Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, it's Spida.
Spida, a little bit older Spida.
It's too wild to me for Spida.
Remember, a few years old.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 2 down. So now we've
14,
got...
no, 15.
We're
on 15.
Right. We gotta get this.
Oh,
white guy. You gotta get this.
That's definitely Jokic.
Jokic?
Yeah.
Final answer is for all the marbles?
Yeah.
Got it.
Let's go.
Clean.
It was clean. Almost right, super old Mark Gasol.
Or Kevin Love. Old Kevin Love.
Dude, Kevin Love just got traded dirty.
Yeah, he did. Who we got here?
Do you know it?
I'm pretty sure I know it. I didn't see this one before, but
oh, that's Clay.
Clay Thompson. Nice. Let's go. It was Kyle Anderson. I thought that one was slow mo.
Yeah, he's not popular enough to make this list.
I don't know, man. There's gonna be some wild people on this list.
17.
Oh yeah, too easy.
That's Jimmy Butler. Yep.
Jimmy 18. Boy. Ooh.
That looks like shorter Halliburton, but he wouldn't be on this list.
No. At least not at this point. Tough.
Jason Tatum.
Ben Final Simmons.
Answer. Okay, well.
Ben Simmons is correct.
I would have never got there. I would have never got that one.
Well, close. Yeah, that one, I wouldn't have expected it either. It's hard to tell.
Wait, click on 19. Like. See if you can just click on 19 from there instead of replaying. That's Draymond.
That's Draymond.
20. Kevin Love.
Yep.
Is that Jamal Murray?
Jamal Murray, yep.
Okay.
Come on.
Robin Lopez?
Okay, yeah, it is. Robin Lopez.
Oh, I don't know who this one is.
Yeah, you do.
I do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
DeMar DeRozan.
I would never have got that, actually.
That's Toronto DeMar.
I can see it now, but I would never have got there.
Well, not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
Not bad.
Thanks, Liz. All right, Jeff. I told you I had a draft for you that was long overdue for us.
Okay.
And the reason it's long overdue for us is because this was a nickname of mine during high school. This is my favorite dessert.
Yeah, it's cookies.
This is something that I love and that you love.
Yeah.
And we are drafting cookies.
Cookies, dude. This is long overdue.
It's long overdue.
Lincoln the cookie cook.
So, I feel like I already know the answer, Jeff, but...
First or second pick? I'm going no more one.
Yeah.
Give me that one. Know.
Jeff's taking the one.
Chocolate chip cookies all day.
Jeff's taking the chocolate chip.
A warm chocolate chip cookie is better dipped in milk than any cookie you can think of. And I don't care. You'll never be right if you think another cookie's better.
No, you won't. You won't be right. It's too good. Sorry. That's just how it is.
Too much nostalgia. Too good. You can hate chocolate and it's still the best cookie.
It is the goat.
Yeah.
Of everything. Yeah, so.
Agreed.
All right. Now, this is where we do have to be creative a little bit.
Okay.
And you can...
I mean, I've already got a nice list on my head right now.
Yeah, you already won the draft, but I do want to see where we go.
Sleeper picks going here.
with our lists here. Yeah. So I'm going to stay true to myself. And since I don't have the chocolate chip cookie, I'm going with the oatmeal raisin. I know it's not a popular pick.
Ugh.
It is my second favorite cookie.
You're crazy.
Nope, I'm not. Yeah. I love oatmeal raisin.
I mean, the people
raisin.
Who like them really like them, but you're a small group. You're a small
and,
group.
And that's
minorities
fine.
Here. Because oatmeals well, are good because they are. They do stay moist for longer. So I'll give you that.
Well, moist towelette.
Don't say moist towelette.
And then in my two, because I'm fearful of it not coming back to me, I'm going to take the Oreo.
Oh, you know, I didn't even think about that, but that's a great pick. Oreo's a great
pick
because it's super classic. Very, very good cookie. The second
it's Milk's
best,
favorite cookie.
The best, second best cookie to dip in milk.
But it's Milk's favorite cookie.
I don't know. Oreo just proclaimed that. Milk never said that. I've never heard Milk be like, and speak, you know, about what its favorite cookie is.
Yeah, but chocolate chip never refuted Oreo's claim.
Chocolate chip didn't have to. Humans don't take the words of ants seriously. And that's how they probably felt. They were like, oh, you, Oreo down there? You mean nothing compared to me. You can say whatever you want. No one... It's like
while,
LeBron and
while we
LeBron's
do,
just like, obviously I'm the GOAT. Like, it doesn't... No one has to say anything.
While we do know that, it was great marketing by Oreo.
It was. They knew what they were doing.
Because now when you think of it, it's like, oh yeah, milk and Oreos. Milk and cookies.
Milk and cereal. Milk and cereal.
Cereal and milk.
Cereal and milk. Nice.
I eat it for myself.
Eat it in the Cocoa Puffs. Eat it in the Cocoa Puffs. Okay.
All right, where are you going with your two?
Dude, it should have been taken with one of your first two, I think, because it's unbelievably tasty. All around a great cookie, and that is the Snickerdoodle.
Yep,
what
that
a
was,
great cookie.
It was in consideration.
What a great, great cookie to just and exist.
The Snickerdoodle is a good cookie. However, I don't think it's better than an Oreo.
I don't know. It's close.
Oreo's way more versatile.
Oreo's good because it gets the milk with it, but like, I don't know, man.
No, Oreo's good because Oreo literally has an ice cream flavor named cookies and cream because of Oreos.
Okay, well, we're talking about the normal Oreo. We're not talking about all the different flavors. That's too.
No, we're just talking about the classic Oreo.
Yeah, but you said it has cookies and cream. This isn't cookies and cream. This is just Oreo.
I'm just saying.
Don't be changing the rules.
The third most popular ice cream flavor is created after my Oreo. So
okay, cookie boy.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm going back around, and I'm taking one that is also versatile, but fantastic, and I actually ate one today. And that is the sugar cookie.
Ew.
Because you can frost them. A good sugar cookie is great. Not the super hard sugar cookies, but the really good sugar cookies. And they just get that nice, like, Christmas time sugar cookies where you frost them and give them out to people. Have some leftover. Still drink it with some milk. Fantastic. Super versatile. Mm. Definitely delicious.
Yeah, I'm just not a big sugar cookie guy.
Your nickname was Cookie, and a sugar cookie is so classic. So
yeah,
delicious.
But,
so many toppings.
Well, so delicious.
So Speaking of Rexburg, Benson Boone went to BYU Idaho.
Did he really?
Yeah, he went for one semester and then dropped out.
No way.
Yeah, he went, I don't know how many years ago, a few years ago, but yeah.
What?
That's a crazy fact I just learned. Benson Boone went to BYUI and then dropped out in pursuit of music, and it worked. He did his thing.
Yeah, well, we know he ain't active.
I don't know what. No, I don't even know if he was a member. But.
Oh, no, he grew up a member.
Oh, he did?
Yep.
Wow. Would not have called that.
On the Today Show in March of 2025, talked about growing up Mormon.
Huh.
Yeah.
What? An interesting guy. I mean, all I gotta say is, these beautiful things that I've done! Bleh! face?
Every time I hear that, I want to stick a needle in my ear.
Just skip it instantly.
Just in my ear. Needle. All I know about him is that he's the, like, flip guy on the stage.
Yes. Likes those backflips.
Yeah.
Okay, what you got next?
Blech. All right. Well, here's the thing. There's lots of good cookies, but are they draftable? It's tough.
Yeah, and how are you doing your draft, you know? That's the real question.
So, I'm going to go to one that I feel like is not done. Like, it's rare to find this cookie done very, very well. But when it is, it's impossible to not eat six. And I'm going to the white chocolate macadamia.
I mean, I love a white chocolate macadamia nut cookie. Fantastic. They were my go-to for a while.
When you can find good ones, it's impossible to not eat a dozen. Like,
very, very good again, pick.
They're difficult to find.
I love those cookies.
Now, in my four, I'm having a hard time here. Because there's a couple of niche ones that I could take.
Okay.
However, I need to stay true to myself, and I'm going to go with the Samoa.
Wow, and a Girl Scout cookie.
Girl Scout cookie made the list for me.
Samoas are fantastic, and we did our Girl Scout draft.
We did.
Or segment, at least. I think it was the segment where we did the most popular and least popular, and I did a cross out or something.
Right, we crossed them off.
And I
we
failed crossed them off again.
And Samoa's was the number one, right?
Yeah, I thought Thin Mint would be the top, but nope, it was the ranking by customers.
You got to one and two though, just like golden times.
Well, I'm glad all you right. took that, because that gives me quite a bit. And honestly, I also had this cookie today, because we had some leftover from last week. We had a little potluck. And this is the shortbread cookie. Shortbread cookies, there's so many little types. And they're the texture, the little bit of crumble, butteriness.
Well, so baked on a buttery, small, crispy flake. Buttery,
flaky crust.
Flaky!
What a great commercial.
Baked on a buttery crispy.
I can do that easy, honey. Why can't you? Let me try it.
Baked on a butter. Oh.
Oh. Baked in a.
The way he laughs at her is so. Baked in a
crust of.
Baked on a buttery flaky crust.
Okay, well, you're probably going to be mad at this, and I honestly don't think it's a great cookie. But it's not about.
Are you going to take the. You can take the. Butter?
No, it's not about the cookie. That's what's great about this pick, is it's not about the cookie. It's about what's inside the cookie. And it's about the fortune cookie.
Ah!
Because some of those great fortunes I look forward to, it's really fun. And fortune cookies, just fun. You know, they're not...
And I enjoy them.
Most of the time, they're not even fortunes. They're just like... words of stuff like life is a ride. Okay, thank you.
Well, I came in like a wrecking ball.
Yeah. You did come in a wrecking ball. I mean, coming on a wrecking ball.
Oh no. No.
Fortune cookies, man. They're fun. They're fun, and you know, I have a ritual. I have to eat half the cookie, then read the fortune, and then in order to complete the fortune so it comes true, you have to eat the other half of the cookie.
Okay.
Gimme cookie, got you cookie.
Well, try my cookie cookie.
That's actually my Wi-Fi name, is Gimme Cookie, Got You Cookie.
Nice. Okay, if this doesn't count, I will let you nix it, and I will go with my backup option.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with the Stroop Waffle.
You talking about the little waffle thing? No, that's not a cookie.
It's not a cookie?
It's not a cookie. No.
Okay.
That's not a cookie.
I was looking up cookie lists, and it does appear in cookies. No.
It's not a cookie. All right. It's a great dessert, not a cookie.
All right, fine.
What's your backup?
Then instead, I will take your kind. And I'll take the gingerbread.
Gingerbread. I really don't love the taste of gingerbread cookies, but they're so fun.
They're just kind of a
fun statement of, like, you know what time of year it is. Gingerbread
occasionally, though, I will crave a gingerbread cookie.
Yeah, around just the gingerbread taste. Everyone craves gingers every so often. Yeah. Honorable mentions, though. Who did we miss? Who deserved to be on this list that maybe just barely missed
it? Definitely not the cookies in your web browser. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. You clear those. Clear that cookie.
Kill those cookies. That's the only type of cookie I don't love. Rough.
Try
actually,
my cookie.
Actually, now that I'm looking at this list, I don't love that many cookies.
You don't really like that many cookies, do you?
But give me a chocolate chip cookie all day, any day of the week.
Perfectly soft chocolate chip cookie? Yeah. What else do I need?
Hey, we need to put that on my list of stuff to do while you're here is I'll make you my cookies. Because you've never had my cookies, have you?
Oh, I've had your cookies.
Well...
Well,
you know what I want.
Give me cookie, got you cookie.
Recapping our list.
Yeah.
I got the oatmeal raisin, the Oreo, the white chocolate macadamia, the Samoa, and the gingerbread cookie.
You went very niche, I think, on your list for the majority of them.
Not really.
Yeah, as far as classic cookies go, when you think of cookies, my list, 4 out of those 5, very solid, very classic, really good cookies.
Three out of five.
Shortbread, sugar, snickerdoodle, and chocolate chip are all classic, delicious, versatile cookies.
Shortbreads.
You got oatmeal, raisin, white chocolate macadamia.
Shortbread's struggling to stay on the bench of cookie.
You're crazy for that.
No.
No, you do not have people who agree with you on that. No way. You are in the minority here again. No way.
Nope.
That is such a hot take.
You're a hot take.
It's actually warming.
You're a hot glass of water.
A tall glass of water. I wish that I could have also taken the biscotti.
Wait, you didn't tell us your team.
Oh, I've got chocolate chip, snickerdoodle, sugar cookie, shortbread, and the fortune cookie. Which you get, classic. But you know that the biscotti cookies deserve to be on there because they are so good, very tasty, unique, and just a really good cookie. When people have them, you're like, oh, you're bougie. You got biscotti cookies here?
I'm proud of us for not taking the peanut butter cookie, though.
Yeah, it's good. It's just, it's too much. Too much peanut butter.
It's just, like, ooh.
It's crumbly. Macaroons, we also missed out.
What's... No.
Very good.
Macaroons suck.
Macaroons are delicious.
Macaroons suck. No. What's the ones with the Hershey Kiss in the middle?
Yeah, the Kiss cookies. That's what they call them.
They're just peanut butter cookies, but with... Hershey Kisses.
People do them without peanut butter too.
Yeah,
they're good though with the little kiss in the middle.
Yep.
And also, the little ones with the jelly, in the middle, like the white powdered with the jelly. Those are good. Or am I thinking of a donut? I don't know.
Well, sounds about the same. Donut is more famous for it.
Dude, what a list! We've been needing to do that.
We had great cookies. And part of why I didn't want it. Do this draft was because I knew that if I brought the draft segment, I would not get the 101. So that was part of why I hadn't done it yet. So I was hoping that you would. Because I'm very confident I still could have gotten oatmeal raisin and Oreo at my three, or my two and my three.
Probably would have. Oreo maybe. Yeah. But yeah, that one for sure.
Yeah.
Tough.
All right.
I think I got that win.
A tuft of hair.
Yeah, well, I did want to do a story time for my wrap-up today, so.
Alrighty, well, share with your grandma and your grandpa, because I'm going to see my grandpa for his 90th birthday this weekend for a family reunion. Very excited about that.
Wow.
So share with your extended family. Do something nice for someone. And Jeff, story time.
Story time. Our good buddy, Devin, who has been on this podcast before, was in town yesterday, and we decided to meet up to play some pickleball. So we go to play and get to the court. We play for free at this court in a neighborhood. We shouldn't actually be playing on it because it's only for locals, but we do it anyway. And I think we got punished.
Did you just come to Parker because you can literally play pickleball at like all the local parks? Yeah, lucky you.
It's pickleball central there, and Utah is the same way. But here, it's not.
It is, dude. It's crazy.
There's too many places that are just paid for pickleball. That's it, because they can monetize it and monetize it for mahogany. Yeah. It started raining, pouring, after we started playing like 2 points in. So we had to wait under the little overhang and waited, and it drenched the courts, and then it stopped raining. It was fine, but they were super slick, so we couldn't play normally, which plays into my strengths because I am not as athletic as Devin, who
you're
works
more finesse
6 days a week. And so I am like, all right, I don't have to play. And Devin is visiting his family in Washington this next 2 weeks. And he's going to go play with some of his buddies who play pickleball all the time. So he was going into this thinking, all right, I normally can beat Jeff in most games, at least the majority of them that we play. And this is just a good little confidence booster.
Warm up.
Build up, make me feel good going into it. Well, I was there to not let him do that. He won the first game against me, and then he made a comment after. He said, hey, how's your new paddle doing? How do you like it? And I said, oh, it's going pretty good. You know, I really like the handle. And before I could finish, he said, well, you're 0-1 with it, so. And we started laughing, and I was like, oh, that's how it is, huh? And so I was like, all right, cool. I won 3 straight games against him.
Let's go!
But we played skinny singles because we didn't want to run back and forth to tear our ACLs, pull out Halliburton, and get our Achilles all ruptured.
Oh, too soon.
Too soon. So we played that, and that played into my favor, and he just could not beat me. And so he was getting angrier and angrier. So it's 3-1. He's like, no, let's keep going. We're playing another one. Play again. And I was like, oh, dude, I'm getting tired. He's like, nope, get up. So we play another one, and he beat me. It's 3-2. And he's like, all right, we have to play at least one more, and then we'll see if we need a tiebreaker because, you know, then I'll tie it up. And I was like, okay.
Best of 7 series.
So, it's 3-2, and he's up like 4-1 to start the game. And I'm like, lock.
You playing a 7 or 11?
11. So I was like, I got to lock in. So I catch up. It's 5-5, 5-5.
Five,
then he goes up 6-5, then I go up 7-6, then I go up 8-6, then 9-6, then 9-7, then 10-7, and he's sweating his face off. He's so nervous. You can tell he's getting mad every time he misses a chance to like come back. He's lobbing it, trying to win, and then I get the game winner, and he almost launches my paddle. He smacks a tree branch and he throws the ball. He's so mad. And the satisfaction I get when I do that, I go, oh, it's okay, Bubbus. It's okay. Maybe next time. And he goes, oh, I'm so mad. I just want to stab something. Oh, he was so upset. And he's like, oh, I thought I had a confidence booster and now I'm just mad.
Okay, Bubbus.
Yeah, it's like his thing that they say to Morgan. So when I say it, he gets really mad. And he says it to me whenever he beats me at stuff. So I go, oh, this is just like Rocket League, huh, when I beat you at that. And he just gets furious. So anyway, long story longer. Devin, you learned your lesson. You shouldn't have said, oh, you're 0-1 with it, because that was a mistake. The lights were not too bright for me.
That's how the lefties roll. Lefties out.